Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann. Please enjoy.
It's about like this, and I said, would you like to get saved today? Would you like to receive Jesus Christ? Would you like to come out of the tree? Get down here with me. Would you like to come on in here? Yeah. You know what? You know what? By the time I said that, I was ready to get saved again myself. And she did. She did. She did. The lady got saved. Studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. No debates. No stack of books. Jesus did that. I did not do anything but just be there and let Him just do that. And the Holy Spirit did the convicting. Now, I said, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've spent all these years debating and none of them got saved. And now here I just tell them the truth and they get saved. Now, about a month, I ain't done. About a month, God's good, man. You know that, Ron. We know He is. Now, this one was really something. Now, about a month later, walk up on one, comes to the door, hand her the track. Immediately. Now watch this. Immediately. See, you can get some nonverbal communication too. Now, this person tells me straight up, says, I'm a Jehovah's Witness and I go to the Kingdom Hall. Well, that was straight up. Yeah. She's already one. Goes to the Kingdom Hall. I just let that fly right by me like that. No debate. No debate. I knew I knew how to send them back running on their heels to the, no debate. I just said to this, I said, now, you and I are here today. Would you like to believe in a lot of books and magazines? I didn't tell her which ones. I wouldn't knock it. See, but she can't get that idea. See, they depend on books and magazines from Brooklyn, New York, the headquarters of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, because I've already dealt with them. I didn't say where it was from. I just didn't mention her. Just I said, would you like to depend on books and magazines? You know, a lot of people write books, write magazines. I said, Solomon said, to the writing of books there is no end, and devotion to many books is worse than to the flesh. It says the conclusion of the whole matter after everything has been said is, fear God, keep His commandments. Where do you find them? In the Bible. And she said, okay, said in the Bible. And so, all I did, her eyes were cloudy. I want you to know this. Like this right here. Now, right like this. Cloudy. And I just gave all, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God right in here. You know, real simple, real easy now. You gotta be nice to people. Sometimes you don't want to be, but you need to be anyway. And the Bible says, Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so you know how to answer every person. So real soft and easy. I said, we've all sinned. You know, I'm no better than you. Her eyes cloudy now. They're not folded. I say, you know, wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. You know, God demonstrated His love for us in this. It's in it right here. That while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us.
That's right.
And the next verse says, how much more then, having been justified, made right by His blood, shall we be saved from the wrath to come? Saved from it. Then I said, as many as receive Him, you and I standing here today, if we just receive Him, receive that gift. Many as receive Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on their name, on His name. I said, now we can, today's the day of salvation. Zacchaeus, today's the day, isn't it? Zacchaeus, Bartimaeus, today's the day. Today's the day. Today's the day. You don't have to be blind anymore. You're ready to leave the old behind, aren't you? I said, I didn't even think this would work. I said, would you like to receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Her eyes were not cloudy now. I could see the whites.
Wow.
And she said, yes.
Amen.
And said, yes, I would. Now here is a person going to Kingdom Hall. Told me.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.